Exclusive: Donald Trump, Kamala Harris hates Israel. Doesn't like Jewish people even though she's married to one. By Matthew Boyle and Alexander Marlowe on August 9, 2024. Palm Beach, Florida. Former President Donald Trump told Breitbart News exclusively that his general election opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, hates Israel and doesn't like Jewish people even though she's married to one. In an hour-long Thursday evening interview with Breitbart News at his luxurious seaside resort and club, Mar-a-Lago, Trump made the case that Harris's selection of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate shows how liberal she is. By picking the governor of Minnesota, she has shown how liberal she is, Trump said. She hates Israel. She is very bad to Jewish people. It's incredible how badly she treats Jewish people and Israel. It's amazing. Trump also said he would like to see tensions between Israelis and the Palestinians resolved, much like he said he hopes for peace in Ukraine earlier in the interview. But that's another thing. I would like to see that get resolved, Trump said. Asked if bypassing the Jewish governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, in her running mate's election process to instead pick Minnesota's Walz demonstrates her dislike of Jewish people, Trump said it is Harris's actions on Israel that prove it. She doesn't like Jewish people even though she's married to one. She doesn't like Jewish people, Trump said. She may be married to one, but that doesn't mean she likes Israel or Jewish people, because she certainly is not showing it. It's not the bypass thing, because I think other candidates of that group were better than either of them. Other candidates of that group were far better than Shapiro. But it's her actions on Israel. Forget about Shapiro, that's the least of it. Her actions really show how bad she is to the Jewish people and to Israel. Trump also said that Democrats have now become the party of Hamas. They are pro-Hamas, Trump said. Schumer has become a Palestinian. They are pro-Hamas. There's no question about it. The contrast between Republicans and Democrats on Israel, Trump said, is clear. I think it's amazing that this happened because I'll tell you, 15 years ago it was unthinkable for people to go so radical and be so radical, Trump said. Today, it's the Democrats in Congress and even a little bit with Democrat senators. You see them coming along that route also. The Republican Party is pro-Israel and the Democrats are pro-Hamas. Related, watch, Trump, if you're Jewish and you vote for Kamala Harris, you have to have your head examined.